Hi.
Okay, so you've got to tell me what you've been up to, mister. It's been very hard to get a hold of you lately. You're all over the place.
What are you talking about? I'm right here. I'm always available for you. Just not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What is happening? Okay, so I knew that you had been helping out with coaching your son's hockey team. What happened?
I would say full-time coach. I would say probably head coach-ish. I mean, this weekend we're in Sylvan Lake. Not sure if you know where that is. It's one of the only, bodies of water we have here in the province of Alberta. Hey, we have mountains, you have water. And what you call mountains aren't mountains. And what we call lakes aren't lakes. So we're fair.
They're mountainous even. Enough.
Yeah. And then, so we stay in Airbnbs, which is really fun because we take the dogs and make a weekend of it. But
yeah,
Thursday night's practice, Friday's a game, Saturday's a game, Sunday's a game. Then you come home and then you watch a Grey Cup on the way home. And then you go to work Monday morning. So I'm like 4 days work. I'm 4 days hockey right now. So it's an even balance in my life. That's what's going on.
Well, you're enjoying it. And that's the major thing, right?
Well, and here's the thing, man, because I don't know. I have like an allergy to pants. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. And when you're coaching on the bench, like you kind of dress up. That's the culture of hockey. It's more kind of like white collar. You know what I mean? Like more respectful guys going to the rink in a suit and tie, all that kind of stuff. I won't wear a suit and tie, but you know, behind the bench, you got to wear long pants and a collared shirt and nice shoes and all that kind of stuff. So, but I don't like that. I hate wearing pants. So I drive to the rink in my shorts, change in the parking lot to put the pants on for as limited time as possible, stand behind the bench for the 3 hours or whatever in the long pants. And then as soon as I get back in the truck, I change back into shorts again. I can't stand it. There's certain things in life I don't like, and I don't like the long pants. 365 days a year, Laura, I will wear shorts. I don't care what the weather is. My legs do not get cold, and they're damn sexy too, so they should be shown to the world.
Can't you be like AC/DC's Angus Young and just wear, you know, the suit top and the suit, the shirt and shorts? Can't you do that?
Yeah, no, probably not. Does he still wear that stuff? That's kind of goofy, don't you think?
Let me just check. Angus Young. Let's see. Yep.
And just years old.
He's still wearing the stuff.
Is he? Yep. And a quick aside to you, man, what was the last time you went to a concert? Have you seen the prices for anything if you want to go out? Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. There's been a few that we've looked at and thought, I could just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. I remember last year the Chicago Blackhawks came through Calgary and Connor Bedard was in his rookie season and he was the phenom, right? Everyone wanted to see him. So I'm a bit of an entrepreneur. So I bought some tickets because I wanted to resell them. Right? Because Connor Bedard was like smoking through the league and, you know, he's a phenom, all that kind of stuff. And by the time he got to Calgary, he got injured. So I'm like, oh man, this is such a me move. Now I have some tickets to the Blackhawks who suck without this star player that everybody wants to watch live. And yeah, I mean, let's pretend I paid $250 for him and Ticketmaster took the cut on the way out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I better sell them. And instead of scalping them for money, now I'm like trying to like salvage something out of them. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll list them for $150. And then Ticketmaster's like, that's too low. Other tickets in your section are more expensive than that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. They have like a floor. So I'm like, okay, $200. Fine, whatever. And then I sell them for $200. And then they take their cut on the way out. I'm like, why are you double dipping? What do you mean service charge? I was the one on the computer, not you. Like, you're the housing site, and that's pretty much it. I don't even know. Like, if I go to buy a concert ticket or a sporting event, like, are these original tickets on sale? Are they always resale? Am I always getting gouged? Like, what is going on? Tickets are like, you know, like, let's pretend a concert is now, you know, Morgan Wallen came to Edmonton. Tickets were like $500 to $700, right? So they take a percentage of that face value. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, that is. Have you heard of Youngblood? He's a
movie?
British rocker. He just did a record with Aerosmith. Ozzy Osbourne loved this guy, and he did one of the tributes to him at Ozzy's last concert. And they had Youngblood out there, too, doing a tribute to him. He's amazing. I saw him a couple of years ago on one of the British talk shows, and I thought, he's going to go somewhere. And here he is. And I bring him up because you're talking about concerts. His
right.
Sold out in under, I think, 7 minutes. Sold out.
Like how big of a venue?
So he's doing a world tour. So everything is sold out. And everything that was put out, gone. Within
like stadium shows though? Like what are you talking about?
Yes. So it's pretty amazing. Although at the moment he's done so much, I believe that maybe he's burnt himself out. So he's had to cancel some of his tour until the end of the year.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
That's how popular you get. And then you burn out. But fortunately, he's listening to his doctor. You got to look him up. He is amazing.
Okay, I will. Because we went to Vegas and we were at Treasure Island and the Sphere was right across the road. It's kind of like the newest, greatest thing. It's not that new anymore. What is the Sphere? Like maybe 5 years old or less? And
yeah.
Kenny Chesney was playing there. And Kenny Chesney is one of those guys like Garth Brooks, like maybe REM. Like there's certain artists and bands out there that said, no matter what, we're going to make ticket prices affordable. And
right.
Kenny Chesney had tickets for $80, but he ended the shows like his run there. Like the night before we got there, which is too bad. Cause then the next thing to go in the Sphere, which is like this Wizard of Oz movie, which is like $200 a ticket. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're showing a movie for $200 a ticket. And I could have seen, if I timed it right, Kenny Chesney in concert for $80. So
Kenny Chesney, like, is it just straight up what they sell the tickets for and you can't resell them?
When I logged onto the website to buy tickets there, it said $80. I don't know if that was original price. I don't know if that was a scalper. I don't know who I'm talking to anymore. I don't like it seems like there's a certain handshake, right, to buy tickets when they first go on sale. And I'm not in the loop, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't buy enough tickets. I don't know. It just seems like every time I go to buy something, it says verified resale. I'm like, how do I get the original?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be on there, like ready to hit enter as soon as the top of the hour for this ticket sales goes. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. Now, what's the weather like where you are?
It's cold. We don't have snow.
Okay.
We might get like a 30 or 40% chance of it on, I think, Wednesday maybe. But it's cool. Like, it's not horrible. Tomorrow it's going to be +1 and then +3 on Wednesday. So it's not horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're in the window right now. Like, we put our Christmas lights up and we put the inflatables up. We have Ralphie on the front lawn and we have Santa on the front lawn. Because, look, man, if you don't get your stuff into the ground or your Christmas lights up in the window of opportunity, which is right now, then you're not getting them up in Calgary. Like, once it snows, you're done. You're not going to the roof.
So just in case somebody doesn't know who Ralphie is, explain Ralphie.
Yeah. Shoot your eye out, kid. I want a Red Rock and BB.
Who knew?
The best Christmas movie of all time. Christmas Story. Yeah. Yeah. It was from, is it Wayfair? Am I saying that right? Wayfair?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, when you're bored in COVID and you browse every single website with things for sale because you can't go shopping and you miss the real world. So I bought him and that is the best purchase I've ever had.
We had that movie on yesterday. We had the whole family over. We put up the tree and that's how we do it. The whole family has to be here. It's so much fun. It's chaos, but it's a blast. And that movie was on in the background. It has to be. It's one of our favorites too.
And the scene where he's got his tongue stuck on the pool. That was filmed in St. Catharines, Ontario.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A lot of it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty neat.
It took
a while to get to like that movie. I thought it was kind of dumb when I first saw it.
Right.
It grew on me after about year three.
Do you have snow tires that you put on?
No, I just drive in 4x if it's slippery.
Okay.
Yeah.
You end up in the ditch 2 miles later, passing everybody.
No,
but I learned that snow tires, like the formula for putting on snow tires is not like when it's snowy necessarily. It has to be 7 degrees or cooler for 7 straight days. And that is the formula to put your snow tires on for the proper grip.
I think you told me that last time we chatted.
Did I?
Never, ever heard that. I'm going to ask. You said 7 days of...
daytime highs of 7 degrees or cooler for 7 straight days. Because, like, we usually get, like, one bluff snowfall. Mother Nature's like, just kidding. Because you don't know. It could be July. It could be August. Could be September. Like, there's one year in September, there's a campaign with a hashtag, shake your tree, because there was so much snow in September. Like, tree branches were falling off of trees with the weight of the snow.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people that are new to Calgary, which is 100,000 people, seems like every year, move here. They're like, oh my God, it snowed. And then you can't get into the tire centers. There's like a kilometer, you know, long waits, or you can't get online. Like I do AMA, which is, you probably know it as CMA, I guess.
Mm-hmm. CAA?
But CAA, that's the one. I know it's AMA here. You just go online, you book, and they come. And they change your tires in your driveway and you sit inside and you're watching TV and they're like, okay, we're done. And then you put your tires back in the back shed and away you go. So
awesome.
Yeah, man. It's the best. It feels like you're either royalty or you're you're like really a high-end racing guy and someone's here, like a pit crew comes to show up to change your tires. You bring out some holiday cookies, a little eggnog, and away they go. So it's fun. Well, it says Calgary right now is 10 degrees with a high of 12 today. So I don't think I'll be doing my snow tires today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll wait. Well, and that's the game you play, right? Because you don't want to burn out the rubber on either set. And you figure, what, 6 months per set, right? The all seasons versus the winter tires or snow tires. So I don't know if I can lean into this thing in until December. And then what's 6 months? June? I'm not going to leave them on until June. But hypothetically, that'd be the six-month mark. So,
yikes.
Yeah.
I just do 4x4 when it's slippery. I'm good.
Do you know 5 weeks from Thursday is Christmas, by the way?
Yeah. Are you ready? Have you started?
Am I ready? No. Do I feel the excitement? Yes.
Yeah.
Will I be ready? Yes. I don't know. We typically go away to Banff for like 4 or 5 days, so.
Oh, right. You guys do it a little differently than the rest of us. We have decided this year we're going to do a family, like a Secret Santa kind of draw. Just to, yeah. Because, you know, you look around and the kids are like, we have so much stuff, we don't need anything else. When you have teenagers saying that, then it's time to do a family draw. So, yeah, Secret Santa it is this year. So we're going to do that tonight.
Just buy for the dogs. That's all that needs gifts. You know, more bones. Just the fact that they open the wrapping paper for you, that's adorable. You know, like, there doesn't have to be anything in it. There'll be a tug of war going on with my two golden retriever puppies, and that's all that matters. That's Christmas, right?
That is.
Little turkey dinner, little cheese fondue on Christmas Eve, lots of drinks on Christmas Day. Yeah, good times. I baste a turkey. I baste myself.
That's great. Oh, yeah. We do all the running around, watch everybody open their gifts, and we go home and relax, and then somebody else hosts supper.
What's your take on the Leafs before we go?
On the Leafs?
Are you mad? Like, what stage are you at? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Are you apathetic?
Are you talking Leafs or the...
Toronto Maple Leafs, yes.
I don't know. All I'm saying is we're going to go see them in Winnipeg in January, so it better be worth my time.
They're going to get their ass kicked. Winnipeg, you're going to Winnipeg in January on purpose? Are you kidding me right now? That is the coldest spot in the world.
That's what I said too, but here we go.
I lived there for 2 winters.
Yeah.
Portage in Maine, where that rink is, where I worked, is not the coldest spot necessarily, but the windiest spot, I think, in Canada, right? Because I think, what was it? Is it White River that is registered the coldest spot in Canada, where that big thermometer is their landmark?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man, like without remote start, like you can't survive in Winnipeg in the wintertime. There's a reason why they have an underground world, really. You can walk to work, walk to your shopping places. Like you cannot go outside. I remember one time my son had an outdoor hockey tournament in January. I'm like, why would you schedule this for January in Winnipeg? Anyway, they said, it's only canceled if it's colder than minus 28, right? So we get to the rink. It's an outdoor rink. One of the guys on the team works for Bacardi, so he opens up the hatch, and there's all kinds of booze in there for everyone to warm up in the cold weather. And the guys working on the ice outside had, like, the biggest snotsicles I've ever seen in my life. They're like, actually, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's not too bad out here. Like, you should be able to play. And it was just like, it's not even livable. I remember we went to my wife's parents took us to Dominican, and we're living in Winnipeg, and we landed back at Winnipeg Airport, and the captain's like, welcome back to Winnipeg. Local temperature is minus 12. And I swear to God, man, if people weren't buckled, it would have been a standing ovation because it was only minus 12, which like is like a Chinook in Calgary.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know how people live there in the winter on purpose.
Yeah, no, me neither. It took a lot to decide to go, but Joe loves the Leafs, so it's worth it, and it's like the closest.
And I've been to Vegas to see the Leafs, right? Like I've been to Phoenix to go see the Leafs. I've been to Florida to go see the Leafs. Those are all like palm tree places with beaches and sun and warm weather. Why are you going to Winnipeg?
It's true. I mean, if you try to go to Toronto, though, the tickets are ridiculous.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about the team because, you know, if you're a fan of a team, you're a fan of the team no matter how they do, right? So,
that's pretty high road.
Again, I just want it to be worth my while to make a decision to travel to Winnipeg in the winter. Gross.
Right. Yeah. Bucket list, I'm sure. Yeah, lots of people have that in the bucket list.
Well,
I just saw here that the GM, Brad Treliving, who ruined the Flames and then went to the Leafs and ruined them, is speaking to the media tomorrow. So let me guess. We have lots of injuries. We believe in the room. We're going to stand by our guys. Like, it's the same old BS all the time. Right? Like, what's he going to say? He's boring to start with. His dad is a zillionaire who started Boston Pizza. Right? Like, even if he stepped down right now as a GM of the Leafs, he's fine.
Okay, I have a question for you. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone 16, I want to say.
Okay, so I am a Samsung girl. And I just got a new phone. So I went from an S20 to an S23. And I thought, okay, great. Better camera. My last phone, I could put a card in it for storage. That was amazing. This one has no place for a card. And of all things, there's no clock on this phone. So you know how you can set alarms to wake yourself up in the morning?
Yeah.
This doesn't have it. So weird.
That's almost... Yeah, that's weird.
It's like illegal or something, but you have to download the app. And reading all of the reviews, it says that all you get are ads that pop up. Sometimes the alarm doesn't even work. But even when I say, hey, Google, set an alarm, it doesn't work. It doesn't go off when it's supposed to. Isn't that nuts? Like, it's-
so can you say, hey, Google, set an alarm for 7 a.m.?
Well, the other day... I needed 15 minutes. So I said, hey, Google, set an alarm for 15 minutes. And it said, okay, setting alarm for 15 minutes. And then the next time I looked at my clock, it was 17 minutes had passed. And nothing.
So that was your, well, maybe they train your mind to think 17 minutes later instead of an actual alarm clock. Wouldn't that be cool? That's really AI. It's like, okay, look, I'm gonna train Laura how to look at the clock however many minutes later she asked for without me setting the alarm.
And you know, yeah. I'm really disappointed because I've just said that to you and my phone didn't even light up.
Oh man. Also, what are you talking about? You plug something in for storage. You don't have like an iCloud where it just kind of goes?
No, I don't. No iCloud.
Is it like a rotary dial on there too, or what? What do you mean? What kind of phone do you actually have? Was this handed down from your great grandfather?
Who's laughing when your iCloud just poof disappears one day, mister?
I haven't had storage in my iCloud for months and I'm not paying for anything else. Screw it. Too many dog videos on the phone.
Well, that's the thing. I know I would get to the point where I'd have to pay and it's like, no, I'm not paying when I can just put it onto another drive. I don't care.
I'm already paying and I still have no room left. So I'm not paying more. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you want many movies of your dogs?
What's happening?
Yeah, just, you know, that's what they do. Why wouldn't you want that in your phone? Yeah, that's why I have extra storage. So I can see two dogs laying side by side, pretending like they're tough, growling at each other and making like Chewbacca noises. I don't even know.
That's so awesome. See?
Good times, eh?
And flowers and whatever. Yeah, no cloud when I can just download it. I'm good. Anyways, thanks for making fun of my choices in life.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good. Yeah. Merry Christmas if I don't hear from you. I'm just kidding. I will. We're going back to Sylvan Lake on Thursday.
Yep.
And we're back on Sunday again. So.
Oh, well, good luck. I mean, I'm sure.
Some people have vacation properties in nice places, but yeah. Oh, what are you saying? I'm sure he's loving having his dad as coach. I'm sure he's not. I mean, I don't know. Like all I wanted was to have a beer and watch him play. I love watching him play, right? It's fun. And now like not only am I coaching him, but like I'm also running the defense, which he plays. So I'm like, I'm there all the time. And we chatted on the way home last night. I'm like, well, your coach must really like you because he puts you in a lot of tough situations. And so I'm not trying to, like, it's hard because no one else's kid is on the team that's coaching. You know what I mean? So you don't want to favor him, but you also trust him. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's tough on all ends, but whatever. Like, if they kick me off, I'm happy to go back to the stands and sit by the bar. It's funny. His buddy came to the game on Friday night, and I talked to him afterwards. He's like, he didn't know I was coaching. And he's like, I looked for you in the bar, but I didn't see you. I'm like, I guess you weren't here. And then my wife said he's behind the bench. He's like, what? Because I've coached this kid forever too. And he's not playing hockey anymore, like intramural at college. And I'm like, yep, roped into it. Here I am. Had nice clothes on and the team jacket and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah.
Is there pay for this level of hockey coaching?
I guess some people get paid. Yeah, sure. Thanks for bringing that up. I'll settle for fries at the rink or a gas card at this point, but like, I don't know. Maybe the good coaches get paid and the ones who don't deserve to get paid don't get paid. Maybe that's where I am in life. I don't know.
Man.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Meantime, I take off like almost every Friday, pay for Airbnbs in the thousands of dollars, drive to Hell's Half Acre, and still don't get paid. But yeah, hey, here we go, baby. Can't wait for the weekend.
Throw the guy a pizza at least.
Right? So tomorrow I'll get home at, tomorrow I'll get home at like 1 a.m. and then I'm up at 4:30 for work and then off we go. So.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I know. But then Thursday, we're in the Airbnb and we have a practice late. But that's okay because I'm not working Friday. And then we have a game Friday. Then we have a game Saturday. Then we come home Sunday. So,
well, these are memories that you're making that will last forever because, I mean, one day he's going to be done school.
I just hope they're good memories for him. That's all I ask.
I'm sure they are. He wouldn't want you on the team if that was the case.
Well, it was one of those. It was supposed to be for one day.
Yeah.
That turned into full time. You know what I mean?
I've been there. Baseball, teaching baseball to girls 12 to 19. Yep, same thing.
Right.
Come and help. Oh, can you stay?
It's a trap. Never believe it.
Always
yeah, you trapped. Got trapped. I got trapped. We both got trapped. And then we're like, this is like a labyrinth. How the hell do I get out of here? I can't. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? It's honestly though, because I coached all his life, and the 15 to 17 year range where those kids are in their life with girls and school and alcohol and drugs and learning new swear words and having no respect for anyone, that was a terrible time coaching. But now that you get 17 plus, it's you know, U21, it's way better. Like, these respectful, pleasant, nice, buy-in is way, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's almost like, and we all went through it too, because like, I went through it. I know you probably went to it too, like your rebellious years or whatever, and your parents mean nothing to you, and there's no real authority in your life that you respect. And then all of a sudden you get through that, you grind through that in life, and then you get back to, okay, I'm a nice young man or nice young lady again kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I need to get myself straight now.
I'm cool again is what I'm saying. Don't ask them though.
Oh man.
Who, that old fart? He came skate.
I bet you can.
I wish it was floor hockey though, but it's not.
Yeah.
Well, to watch him whiz by at high speed, I'm just like doing circles from the wind. Woof, 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 woof. Please stay up. Please stay up. Please stay up.
Just get
It's not a stick anymore. It's more of a cane, you know?
Get some cameramen, then you can like make the next hilarious movie. It'd be fun to see that side of it.
I think the language behind the bench would be more entertaining.
All of
it. The refs enjoy my company, I'm sure of it. Haven't got one Christmas card yet. I wonder why. Just kidding.
Oh yeah.
Okay, man. Well, we'll talk to you soon, hey?
Okay, we'll connect somehow. Take care, say hi to the fam, and good luck to Noah this weekend.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.